8:30 here, Fremont's Morning Mix. Chris Walls and Janet Larson with you, along with a guest this morning.
Yeah, Jay Fetty from our brand new, awesome new place that's downtown, Buck's Axe Throwing.
Yeah, nice to have you here with us this morning. Welcome.
Yes, good morning, guys, and thank you again for having me on.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, we've been kind of following along as you go through the whole process. So last fall you were in late in the year and talked a little bit about how this was all going. And right now, though, opened last Friday, right?
Yes, opened last Friday night, and things are going good so far.
Good deal. How many different booths do you have? And maybe just talk a little bit about the space and how you've used it.
Well, we have six lanes, up to six people per lane. You can now book online for all those, whatever time or date you want to come and throw some axes or stars, cards, and knives as well.
The different booths, so six different people can be in each booth, right?
Yes.
You said?
Yep.
So how did you, first of all, you started with a partner in this, and then you ended up doing it by yourself. Is that how this all started ended up?
Yeah, he, about halfway through, he decided that he no longer wanted to be in the business.
Okay.
So actually there for a while, I kind of, there was a little stretch, excuse me, where I thought about almost closing the doors.
Oh, I suppose, yeah.
Big job ahead of you.
You know, there's a bunch of, just loopholes and stuff to jump through. Anyway, so kind of a funny little story. For some reason, there was a day I kind of thought about walking out and had a bunch of messages from just the Fremont community and how excited everybody was about having something else to do and whatnot. So that was the day I just said, okay, I'm diving in. I'm finishing this. And I actually got a new partner. It's actually my aunt, Deanne Fetty. And she's great. And she's one of the reasons why that place is open right now.
So at the very beginning, when you decided to do axe throwing, how did you come up on that? How did you decide that?
Well, we just kind of, we went and I went and threw some axes for the first time back last summer at a place in Omaha, and that's how we decided to basically come up with that. And we found this spot on downtown Fremont, which I didn't know how beautiful downtown Fremont was till I saw it. Mm-hmm. And that day we were down there and saw the space, and it was perfect for a bar and about six axe throwing lanes. And I said, let's just sign the papers. And
so what's different about this? Are there different safety measures or things that you have to have in place?
As far as safety, yeah. I mean, there's a few safety rules, but we will, you can read those online, or we will, one of our axe coaches will explain them to you when you're getting ready to throw and.
Okay.
Oh, so you do have, I'm imagining myself just going in there and just, you know, but you teach people obviously how to throw it safely.
Yes.
And all those kinds of things. So you wouldn't just let me in there wild with an axe.
No, we'll demonstrate.
Okay.
And then, all the lanes are very safe. They're all fenced off. Fence covered. There's no way for anyone to get hit with axe or even the stars, cards, or knives. It's much safer than people think.
Good deal. So hours of operation. So are you open every day, or are you open just the weekends?
We are open every day. Monday through Friday is 3 p.m. till 10.
Okay.
Friday, Saturday will be 11 p.m., but then Sunday we are 12 to 8.
Okay. So liquor license and all that, you have are drinks available?
Liquor license was approved last Wednesday, finally, and we are now just waiting for it to get to be in our hand, and we will have alcohol in that place ASAP for you to drink. And we also have pop and lemonade and all sorts of other things to drink. But
good.
Sorry,
good deal.
I almost cut you off, but I was just thinking, you have a frustrating day at work, you know, and you want to take off a little bit early, hit there about 4 o'clock, and all your frustrations taken out.
It is a great stress reliever. It's a great workout. it's a great thing as well for like we have company team building parties and also birthday parties, but so you can come in and we've got a lot of fun games you can play.
There's actual leagues though too, right?
Yes, I will be starting leagues this winter.
Good, yep. Good deal. I've been and watched it. I haven't done it yet, so I'm gonna have to get down there and try it out for sure. College students, anybody, there's all kinds of different groups that or anybody can pretty much come in, can't they?
I mean, I kind of. So if you have kids under 12, I mean, feel free to come in. You're welcome to bring your kids. I have a couple targets you can put up for your kiddos with Velcro axes that they can throw, so they can get in on some of the action and feel like they're throwing axes.
That's fun.
Yeah, that is.
And sorry, and we're also doing college kids. If you bring like your college ID or college email, you throw for $15 instead of $20.
Nice.
So a good deal for the college kids. I remember what it was like.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Being in college and being broke and anyway.
What do you mean? That's only in college?
What's that?
That's only in college when you're broke. Because I'm doing it wrong now.
You know.
Typically, though, when somebody walks in the door, what is it, $20?
$20 an hour. Yep, we do. Oh. And feel free to just walk in, too. We'll find a spot for you most of the time. If you don't, you know, happen to go to BucksAxeThrowing.com and reserve your lanes.
I was going
to
say, can you go online and reserve? I pulled up the website, but I didn't get that far yet to where you can actually book a time.
Yep, you can just go in there, book a time, or there's a link on the Facebook page as well. Bucks Throwing or Bucks Axe Throwing, and there's a few different ways to get your lane reserved and or just come in and throw for an hour or two.
Okay, we're talking with Jay Fetty of Bucks Axe Throwing in downtown Fremont. Obviously, you're like everybody else, still looking for a few people, aren't you, to hire?
Yes, thank you. We are hiring a few for bartenders and axe throwing coaches.
Oh, nice. So if I want to be an axe throwing coach, does it take a little? Are you going to drive to go? What's the process
there? The process for that would be if you wanted to be, you come in, I would I would get you trained. And then I have a program that I use through the World Axe Throwing League Association where we'll take an open book test and it's about 40 questions. Oh. And, you know, I think you got to get, you know, 35 out of 40 correct to pass and get your certificate.
Okay.
And other than that, I'll be able to train people too. And
so I'm pretty good at splitting my own wood. Yeah. I've got a big old mall.
Yeah,
I got the big one.
I want to see how you do. We'll have to reserve a league and we'll go down there as a team here at the Walnut Radio. And
I've got a brother-in-law who lives up there at Fontenelle, and he's got his own axes, and he throws up there. Oh, my gosh. I can see him coming down there. Okay, watch this. I'm going to close my eyes and throw. Whomp. And he'll stick it.
I've got a few trick shots.
Do you?
I'm excited to show people when they come in.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah. Bucks Axe Throwing is in downtown Fremont, right at the corner of 6th and Main. You also have T-shirts, hoodies, all that available, too?
Yep, that's all for sale. And
as far as food, if I want to, if I'm having a party and I want some food, can I just bring some stuff in, or how does that work?
You can. You can just bring in anything you want, or else we also have all the downtown restaurants on Main Street. We have all their menus. So if you want something from there, you can call, have them either if they can bring it down, or we'll just go run down and get it for you and bring it back.
I'm thinking crushed pizza, throw some axes, some
beers. I love how the downtown community of businesses is really working together to make it so easy for the consumer or the customer to have everything they need right there at their fingertips and not have to drive somewhere else. Just stay here, do your fun things, you know, walk down the street. It's fun. You can see people that you know, on a Saturday night, hey, how you doing? And meet up at Bucks Axe Throwing, and I just think it's great.
That's what I kind of was thinking. You start at Bucks, and you work your way down.
Work your way on down,
You start
the other way,
Churchill, and you end at Bucks.
Right. So,
there's a lot of stuff in between
Lots
there.
Stuff.
There is.
That you can hit, and, I mean, you could easily spend an evening down there.
Yeah, there's something for everybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's for right sure. Here in Fremont. You don't have to go to Omaha, do you?
Nope.
Yeah. Jay Fetty, thank you for stopping in. Again, website is, isn't it just bucksaxethrowing.com?
You got it, yeah.
Yeah, very good. Thank you, guys.
Thank you guys very much.
You bet. Appreciate it. Yeah, check them out downtown. Bucks Axe Throwing, corner of 6th and Main. And it's on the southeast corner, right? Is that right?
South.
Southeast. Yeah.
Southeast. I have
where Bucks used to be.
Is there time for one more question?
Sure.
He was telling me something interesting about why it's called. Why he kept the name Bucks Axe Throwing.
Oh yeah, why
I,
did
I
you?
I think it's kind of cool, historical.
Yeah. So, excuse me. When we, when my ex-business partner and I split. Basically, we had to come up with a new name. I wanted to come up with a new name. And so we were looking into it. And then when Deanne and I, my new partner, basically found out that it started there in 1920. So the place has been there for 100 years. I said, no brainer. We're keeping it Bucks. And that's how we came up with the name.
Yeah,
kind of like paying homage to that long-standing business.
Oh yeah,
I just love the stories and connections that's going on downtown.
100 years,
I know.
If only I had a pair of Bucks Axe Throwing shoes,
right?
Oh, maybe you can
in due time, maybe.
You can or boots. Commission
or boots.
Boots might be safer.
I'd probably steel toe boots.
Yeah.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah, we'll work on that one. All right. Jay, thank you for stopping in.
Appreciate it, guys. Good luck.
I hope it goes well this weekend. Should be another good weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Any weekend, any day, it's just a good time to get out and throw some axes and laugh. You're just going to have a blast.
For sure. Check them out, downtown Fremont. We'll be back in just a bit. Little Peter Gabriel will throw the sledgehammer this morning. How about that?
Very clever. Nice.
841, Julie Slyster with Lifehouse next. Peter Gabriel, Fremont's Morning Mix here, as we're at 8:46 on your Thursday, as Chris Walls, Janet Larson here. Also, Julie Slyster in the house with Lifehouse and CareCorps. Welcome.
Yeah. Welcome. Thank you. I'm glad to be here. I'm not sure, you know, coming in to talk about our capital campaign, if following Buck's axe throwing is a good idea. Well, we're going to go.
We don't want to cut. No, yeah, we do want to cut. You guys are pretty lean anyway. I mean, you're always pinching pennies everywhere.
Yes, we are. We try very, very hard to be respectful of our donor dollars. So.
Yeah. And along with that, though, you have to keep up. Buildings have to be kept up. And I know the actual shelter definitely needs some work there. So you are starting up a campaign, right?
Yes, we have started, officially kicked off the public phase of our capital campaign. Our goal is $1 million, $1.2 million that we need to raise, and we are almost halfway there.
Nice.
The entire project, you guys, includes a remodel of our food pantry. As we remember, we talked about the thrift store used mm-hmm. to be in there. Well, we've pulled that out, and it's now downtown. So we are taking the existing building, which started as animal stables in 46, which we have proof in a secret door we found.
Oh, my gosh.
And the barn door is upstairs, which is cool. But we're remodeling that entire building to be the pantry. Mm-hmm. It will become a client choice pantry. So if you don't like green beans, you don't have to take green beans. Currently, we pre-pack a lot of things because of our space.
Right.
But with the remodel, we won't have to do that. It'll also offer a drive-through for people so they can drop off their donations, or if you have a disability that does not allow you to stand in line, you can drive through and pick up. It'll also serve as a garage for our vehicles, so people stop stealing our catalytic converters. Mm. They're expensive.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, that is not good.
But then we're also adding a teaching kitchen, which we are really excited about. There's 6 stations so that we can offer life skill classes. People can come in and learn how to cook chickens or roasts.
Mm-hmm.
Those meals will stretch a lot further than chicken nuggets or, you know, pizza rolls, which I'm not dogging on pizza rolls, but the opportunity to know how to do that is exciting. And then at our shelter, that building was built in 2006 with 8 staff in mind.
Mm-hmm.
In that building, we currently have 20 staff.
Wow.
14 of whom need offices. So we currently have people either working offsite at their homes or in our resource room, our onsite mm-hmm. apartments, wherever we can find a nook or cranny to put somebody.
Yeah, here's a spot.
So that's what the addition is going to be. It'll be 5 offices and then an education room for life skill classes, and then a smaller like work room, computer skills. We need to really work on enhancing computer skills since people apply for jobs and search for jobs online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. As far as I know, last week, a big dedication of the housing over on Linden and Kay. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Governor Good event.
Was there. The governor was there, Mr. Pete Ricketts. We got to spend the day with him. He came and toured all of our facilities and then was there for our ribbon cutting, which was very exciting. Those funds came to us in 2019. They're federal housing trust funds.
Yeah.
So that money came to us. It went federal to state, and that's where we applied and received that grant of just over $3 million.
Yeah, it's working out incredibly.
Yeah, I mean,
you'll have that filled up here, I bet you, in a couple months.
We're getting close. We have 15 units, and I believe we are at 10 right now that are full. And there are more people whose applications are being reviewed.
Good deal. As far as needs, let's talk a little bit about some of the things that are needed at the shelter.
At the shelter, we are in need of towels and pillows. Those are always, we can't keep up with those two things. And then like all-purpose cleaner, we've been doing a lot of cleaning, you know, with the governor coming. You want the place to look as spick and span as you can. So those kind of items, cleaning items, brooms, mops, those kind of things we would love to have.
Been busy at the pantry, it sounds like, this last month.
Yeah, you guys, we had over 300 households in August come through the pantry. Mm-hmm. That's a high number. It's over 1,000 individuals that we're able to feed so that they can use their dollars that they bring in to pay their bills. And with, you know, the price of things, that's important.
Oh yeah, yeah, that is. That's the pantry. That pantry has become something more and more people are becoming dependent on, aren't they?
Yes, yes, definitely. And we're able to kind of we're stretching our reach with the drive-through. We were given a van by the Food Bank of the Heartland. It's a transit van. Been driving it around a little bit. It's a nice little thing. But our food pantry staff, they deliver food to people who can't get to the pantry. So that'll be helpful to use. Right now they drive our big giant truck and the box slides all the way to the back of the truck on the way there. But no, we're able to stretch our reach, and I think that's important in our community.
Yeah, for sure. And of course, Thriftology is going strong right at the corner of 3rd and Main, right?
It is going strong. Yes, we're very excited to be bringing out all of the fall and Halloween items. So, and I believe any summer clothes that are left are like almost free. So if you still need some shorts, come check us out.
Oh, for sure. Well, again, what are the hours of the pantry? Or I mean at the at Thriftology?
Thriftology is open Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, 10 until 4.
Okay.
Thursday, 10 until 6, and Thursday's half price day. Everything in the store is half of what it's marked. And then we are open on Saturdays from 10 until 2.
Nice. Very good. All right. Anything else? I think that we hit just about everything. Oh, we would kind of like to ask folks, this is the time of the year when maybe you have to make some room in your freezer because you're going to be doing some hunting or something, or maybe you're just stocking up. You guys are always taking donations, aren't you, as far as meat goes?
Yes, we love receiving that kind of meat at the food pantry. It goes well with our patrons. Yeah, we'll take all of it that you didn't get through, and we'll take. I can give you a tour of the pantry while you're there, Susan can. Yeah, that'd be wonderful.
Very good. All right. Thank you once again.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Julie Slyster, 855 here as we take a look at the latest forecast.
This weather brought to you by Blackbird Bend Casino. Fun takes flight at Blackbird Bend Casino near Ottawa, Iowa. Hundreds of the latest slot machines, live table games, great dining, and more. Good fortune is just around the bend.
A little bit of sun trying to make its way through the clouds. 69 right now. We expect an off and on sunshine afternoon, high of 88 and a breeze from the south. 40% chance for rain after 8 o'clock tonight and lows dropping off to 64. Slight chance of rain tomorrow morning. We'll start with clouds and gradually it'll become a sunshine Friday, high of 84. 50-50 shot for rain after midnight Friday night with lows of 64. Nothing real measurable, maybe a tenth at the most. Slight chance of showers Saturday morning. And another sunshine, 90-degree day with a south breeze. Saturday night, 40% chance for rain, lows of 64. It's your latest forecast here for Dodge, Washington, Saunders County.
All over. Mm-hmm. Weather's brought to you by Blackbird Bend Casino. If you're looking for something fun to do, just right around the corner at Blackbird Bend Casino. They have hundreds of the latest slot machines and great dining and more. Good fortune is just around the bend.